Far in the eastern fringe of our galaxy, there lies a rather small but remarkably advanced spacefaring civilization known as the Tau Empire. Their existence only became known to the Imperium after a Mechanicus exploratory fleet passed by their homeworld in the 35th millennium. Initially, the Tau were observed as groups of scattered Stone Age tribes who had only recently mastered the power of fire. The fleet quickly identified their home planet as being a potential candidate for Imperial colonization. However, before any military actions could be taken to clear the Tau world of its inhabitants, a violent warp storm erupted amidst the star system, making the planet utterly inaccessible to meddlesome outsiders. During this period, the Tau underwent an unusually rapid advancement of their technological understanding. Over the next 1,000 years, sprawling cities were constructed across the planet, and the young Tau had begun to use black powder weaponry to defend themselves. Unfortunately, however, this heralded a turbulent era of intertribal warfare, where thousands of Tau perished in the terrible conflicts, and many times more were felled by pestilent plagues which swept their lands. Amidst this tumultuous period, the mysterious ethereals first revealed themselves. Legends tell of the violent siege of the fortress city of Phaeton, which was assaulted by the consorted tribal Tau from both the expansive plains and the tall mountainous regions. The defenders had already sought out an amicable discourse with the attackers, but the fearsome tribal warriors could not be bargained with, and they sought only the destruction of Phaeton. But it was here, as the strong city walls began to falter, the two enigmatic Tau appeared. One departed to the plains, where his quiet authority wrangled the tribal warriors into an agreement that perhaps a peaceful parley would be most beneficial to them. The other peacefully entered the great fortress city, and within but a short few hours, he had convinced the Tau leadership to drop their gates and to hear out the peace call from the tribal warriors. With the groups together, the ethereals then recited the importance of maintaining peace and understanding between all Tau. This was the first time the concept of the greater good was introduced, and it was happily accepted by the rather worn-down tribesmen, for this period of their history had been most harrowing and most exhausting to them. Across the entire world, ethereals emerged in similar mysterious means, where they would speak of peace, harmony, and cooperation between all. In but a short few years, the entire world had been united under the banner of the greater good, and the days of bickering tribal conflicts were over, replaced instead by the glory of the new Tau Empire. The uncanny ability of the ethereals to influence and lead the other Tau has not gone entirely unnoticed, and some would suspect some degree of psychic control being at play here, although this has never been proven by Imperial agents. As the raging warp storm flickered out of existence, the young Tau were poised to set their gaze upon the stars, which could be a blank canvas for their new conquests and expansion plans. Over the next 1,000 years, the fledgling Tau Empire continued with its unprecedented technological growth, where they achieved spaceflight and also significantly advanced their military capabilities. With this came the first of the expansion spheres, which were huge coordinated military and colonization efforts taken against nearby worlds to spread the presence of the Tau Empire. During this first phase, 7 star systems were colonized, which were each named as septs to the Tau. Each sept has a unique cultural identity, which is oftentimes rather distinct from one another, but they still all contribute their efforts towards serving the greater Tau Empire. As one of the key teachings of the Tao philosophy of the greater good is that alien worlds must be brought under the fold of the Empire peacefully, and that its inhabitants must willingly choose to serve the greater good alongside the Tao themselves. As such, when the Tao first encountered their alien neighbors during the first Expansion Sphere program, they began to incorporate several alien species into their empire. This was not always a smooth integration, however. The first species to fall under the fold of the Tao was known as the Poktroon, and whilst they did peacefully join with their newfound compatriots, the entire population was wiped out by a wave of disease, to which the Tao themselves were immune to, so they simply inherited the Poktroon home planet, renaming it as the Sept of Borkan. Despite some aliens being peaceful and amicable to hearing of the greater good, there are still some who would refuse, or those who would become hostile and violent upon seeing the Tao approach. In these cases, the Firecast will be swiftly dispatched to eliminate them as a threat, for none can continue in their ignorance if it would hamper the expansion of the Tao. This fall to violence is what occurred when the Tao first encountered the Orcs. Though the Greenskins were offered amnesty and diplomatic missions were attempted with the local war bosses, the Watercast diplomat soon realized that this was a mission of futility. As such, the Aircast initiated a campaign of orbital bombardment upon the Orc worlds, decimating them as a threat to the Tau. Perhaps the most successful alien integration would be that of the Kroot. In the waning days of the first Expansion Sphere, a Tau fleet picked up scans of an Orc armada firing upon an unknown alien species. And knowing of the sheer brutality of the Orcs, the Tau were drawn in to intervene on behalf of the alien victims. Fighting side by side with the Kroot, the two armies slaughtered the Orc menace. And after displaying such tenacity and such bravery in battle, the Tau agreed to assist the Kroot in liberating their homeworld of Pek from the rampant Greenskins. Thus began a protracted military campaign, whereby Pek was wiped clean of its Orc plague. In recognition for their monumental efforts in saving their homeworld, the Kroot leaders pledged their people to the Tau and to the greater good, and this alliance has strongly stood to this very day. This phase of the Tau expansion sphere only slowed because of logistical issues found with maintaining their new colonies. The young empire had not yet mastered faster than light travel, and so sending communications and aid between their worlds proved to be too great of a challenge for the Tau. The second sphere expansion came with the invention of the ZFR Horizon Accelerator engine, which would enable their starships to travel close to light speed, allowing the Tau to resume their previous colonization efforts. The Supreme Ethereal Aunwei declared the new phase of expansion ready, and the campaign was launched from each of the previously founded septs. During this phase, the Firecast first deployed their experimental and prototype battle suits upon the field, heralding a new era in the Tau military strategy thanks to their incredibly advanced capabilities. This phase was also where the famed and legendary Commander Puretide rose to prominence. He led a successful military campaign across dozens of Orc worlds, where his masterful tactical acumen proved pivotal in banishing the Orc menace. He was so successful in his strategy that the methods and tactics he used during this campaign are still taught to Firecast initiates to this very day. The flying insectoid Vespid species was also brought under the fold of the greater good after a group of ethereals produced a mysterious translation and communication helm to the skittering aliens. This phase of expansion had resulted in the Tau colonizing dozens of new worlds and establishing new septs across their region of space. But unfortunately, this was soon to come to a screeching halt. The Tau had crossed over the Damocles Gulf, which brought them into their first contact with the Imperium of Man. This heralded a series of wars of such an unprecedented scale that it seemed possible that the Tau would be entirely wiped out from the galactic scene. Additionally, it was during this time that the Tau first encountered the extra-galactic threat of the Tyranids, as Hive Fleet Gorgon had penetrated their realm. It was during this period that the renegade Commander Farsight took his first steps in forming a breakaway colony from the greater Tau Empire. He was ordered by the Ethereals to take an expedition of Tau forces through the Damocles Gulf to reclaim several worlds which had been conquered by the Imperial Crusaders, to which he successfully accomplished. Despite his victory, the Tau would soon face off against a harrowing series of events, which would ultimately prove to be too much for the commander to bear. Farsight encountered a gargantuan orc fleet, which was poised to devastate the newly reconquered Tau worlds. However, he was ordered by the Ethereals to pull back and continue with his mission. Farsight, however, disobeyed this command and instructed his forces to engage with the orc armada. Despite being successful here, the orc fleets had still launched colossal asteroid showers onto the Tau worlds, resulting in the deaths of millions. After several years of defending against the Greenskins, Farsight was soon to be plagued by yet another calamity. His forces were preyed upon by demons who ripped their way into reality before falling onto the battered Tau. In a state of horror, the commander ordered a full retreat, but as they pulled back, he saw through a portal which showed him trillions dying across the galaxy and an unmatched level of torment which would soon befall the Tau. Following the retreat of his forces, Farsight planned out his counterattack, but this was all brought to an end when a second demonic outbreak occurred, which resulted in the deaths of the ruling Ethereals over his expedition. This pushed the Tau into a state of hysteria, but through his immense presence and reverence, Farsight regrouped his army and drove the demonic entities back into the warp. At this point, the commander was ordered to return to the Tau Empire for questioning by the ruling Ethereal caste. But harrowing events which had transpired here had planted a seed of doubt in Farsight's mind. He suspected that the Ethereals knew of the horrifying entities and that they had withheld the information from his people. As a result of this, he disobeyed the Ethereals' order and led the remaining Tau under his command to establish the Farsight Enclaves as a separate colony away from the Empire, which would be free from the manipulative and mysterious Ethereals. After a period of consolidation and fortification, the Tau found themselves involved in a conflict known as the Great War of Confederation. This prolonged war was the result of several Orc Wars uniting to assault the new formed worlds of the Tau Empire. And if this was not appropriately handled, there was a real chance that the Tau would be swept up and decimated by the Orcs. Thankfully, every sept of the Empire gathered their forces, and in a combined military operation, they effectively defended their own worlds, and then launched a campaign of progressive scarring to eliminate any remaining taint of the Orcs. It was during this time that the fabled Commander Shadow Sun was first deployed to lead over the Tau armies, and she quickly displayed her keen tactical mind as well as her clear leadership qualities. After years of bloody fighting, the Orc forces were utterly driven from the Tau space, and the highly militarized state of the Tau Empire prompted the Ethereals to declare that a third expansion sphere should begin with haste. Headed by the decorated commander Shadow Sun, the Tau forces continued past the Damocles Gulf, entering Imperial space, where they sought to reclaim worlds which had been previously lost to them, as well as to conquer a large enough swathe of space that they would be able to effectively defend themselves from future Imperial counterattacks. Some of the first Imperial worlds they encountered did surrender to the Tau Armada and welcomed the Watercast diplomats' efforts towards cooperation. These humans were integrated into Tau society, where they rejected the uncaring nature of the Imperial cult and chose instead to support the efforts of the greater good. The majority of Imperial worlds, however, rejected the message of the Tau, but their colonies were almost always ill-prepared to defend against the battle-hardened Tau, leading to their untimely demise. During this phase, the mighty Riptide battlesuit was first unleashed, and it proved pivotal in annihilating Imperial heavy armor across the battlefields of the Gulf. The combined arms and tactical skills of the commanding forces ultimately led to a Tau victory in their invasion of a hive world known as Agrellon, to which they renamed as Mugulath Bay. This world was poised in a critical location which would allow the Tau to expand further into Imperial space. But it was at this point that the Imperium had mustered up an offensive crusade force, and a fleet of space marines was deployed to reclaim the territories which had been lost to the Tau. Commander Shadow Sun effectively countered these forces by drawing them into diversions before striking deeper into Imperial territory, allowing her to claim dozens more worlds for the Tau Empire. After much conflict, however, the Imperial forces subjected Agrellon to exterminatus, preferring the Tau rule over a dead world than to truly give up control over it. With this, the Third Sphere expansion period ground to a halt. The sheer volume of Imperial forces opposing the Tau was proving to be too great of an obstacle to overcome, leading to a stalemate across the borders of Tau space. Unfortunately for the Tau, the key to their expansion was to move through Imperial space. Looking to their galactic east, the Tau were faced with an ocean of dead worlds, with the threat of the Tyranid Hive Fleet Gorgon fast approaching them. And to the west, the Necron dynasty Sautech reigned supreme. Their problematic situation was further worsened by the formation of the Great Rift, which forced the Ethereal cast to enact a drastic measure. They chose to deploy the experimental AL-38 Slipstream module, which was designed and formulated by the Earth cast after studying Imperial warp drives and Geller fields. The fourth sphere was prepared, and with the fleets ready for FTL travel, the Ethereals declared that the expansion should begin. So the Firecast armies were assembled under the leadership of Commander Surestrike. Unfortunately for the Tau, disaster struck when this new technology ripped a tear in real space, consuming the entire fleet and condemning their fates to the warp. This catastrophe was such a disaster that the Ethereals sought to contain any knowledge of this event and to prevent it from ever being known to the citizens of the Empire. While stuck in the nightmarish dimension of the warp, demons ripped through the Tau ships, ultimately killing around three quarters of the Tau and crippling any potential this armada once held. Despite this, not all the Tau were killed in this hellish realm. Some were saved by the emergence of a many-armed entity, who some believed to be a manifestation of an ancient Tau goddess who personified the guiding principles and teachings of their species. Years after disappearing into that fiery hellscape, a contingent of this fleet emerged from the warp deep within Imperial space. And these survivors managed to form a small enclave known as the Nemyar Atoll. The wormhole through which they traveled has been named as the Star-Tide Nexus, and it has become an invaluable transportation route for the Tau to circumvent the more strongly defended regions of Imperial space. Do be warned, however, as the Tau survivors of this calamity now have a dark reputation of brutality and an uncharacteristic hatred for other alien species. There are many hushed rumors about these Tau, with some claiming that they brutally executed their own compatriots aboard the fleet, and that they seek to purge the Tau Empire of its alien members. After recovering from this calamity, the Tau have reformed and launched their fifth expansion sphere, where they are using the newly created Star-Tide Nexus wormhole to shuttle forces into the Nemyar Atoll and launch a new offensive against Imperial space. Commander Shadow Sun is leading this armada. However, its advance has been slowed by the simultaneous attacks of both the Death Guard and the scattered tendrils of the Tyranid Hive fleets. Survivors of the Fourth Sphere were incorporated into this expansion. However, after they were seen to massacre human survivors and intentionally sacrifice alien auxiliary forces, Shadow Sun and the Ethereals declared that they were to be returned to Tau space for punishment and re-assimilation. Despite these problematic elements within their armies, the expansion sphere has made significant progress in its advancement. Many more planets have been colonized by the Tau, ever expanding their star-spanning empire. And with the expansion sphere in full swing, we can only speculate as to how far the Firecast will take them. Even with the ongoing success of the fifth expansion, a sixth sphere is already being planned, with Ethereals gathering to decide if a fleet should continue through the Star-Tide Nexus or to launch a new offensive across the Damocles Gulf. Ultimately, the young and enigmatic Tau are at the doorstep of their galactic future. With their fledgling empire gaining significant traction across the Eastern Fringe, we must wonder to what efforts the Tau will go to spread the word of the greater good. And only the future may tell us of how large their empire may truly grow to.